7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Are you good, baby?
Okay, let's do this. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin. Bowling for cows. Wait, I mean, the Dubious Goals Committee. And bowling with cows is always a dubious prospect. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm sitting here on my floor with my cat, Pippa, who is the sergeant-at-arms of this committee and is sitting in the kitty business pit trying to shred my ankles. That's a good baby. Don't fall asleep. There's no sleeping in the kitty business pit. No, there's not. And they're going to bring the cows in any minute now. The cows are going to come into the bowling alley soon, Pippa. You better wake up. Don't sleep. You don't want to miss the cows. Okay, so yeah, I'm sitting here, and here they come. They're bringing in the cows. All right, so we get to sit here and watch the cows go by. These, of course, are the prizes for the big Bowling for Cows tournament. My cat has stopped paying attention. She's got her face buried in the back of my knee again, trying to shred me up. You're a baby. Look at this baby kitty. It's true that I like cats. I also like cows. Yeah. That's why I come to this bowling alley. This is the best bowling alley for cows ever. They also serve great tea. I haven't had any tea yet today. Get this cow out of my face. So I think it's time for me to pour some tea. What am I drinking? I don't even remember what I'm drinking. Gaoshan? That seems right. The cow said, no, it's Gaoshan. No, it's Gaoshan. And it's delicious. Oh, that's good. Yum, 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 yummy tea. Okay. Yeah, I'm starting to come around. All right. I had a pretty decent night. And morning. And I slept pretty good. I only woke up 3 or 4 times. One time because the cat was walking around by my feet. I don't know what was going on, but some interesting cat stuff. There was probably a bug. Probably a bug walking around. And this was at about 6:30 a.m., about 3 hours after I went to sleep. And I thought, oh no, this is terrible. I'm not going to be able to go back to sleep. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, and I have to get up, and I'll have to do some stuff. And I thought, well, maybe we could go down to the creek or do something. And then I fell back asleep. Yay. And then I slept hard. I slept too good, because then when I woke up about 4.5 hours later, about 45 minutes ago, I was all sore. Oh, I must have rolled over on my arm because my shoulder hurt and I had a foot cramp. And I was like, oh no. Oh, and there goes the cat. Where are you going? Okay, yeah, you go over there. That's fine. And I started sort of getting scared because I had weird cramps and stuff. And I was like, no, don't let me start cramping up. You know, after that whole nightmare earlier this year of my back doing the weird thing. But no, once I got up and I started walking around, all these little symptoms went away instantaneously. And I was greatly relieved. And I am greatly relieved now, too. And I'm drinking tea. It's so good. Oh, okay. So why are we not out and about doing stuff? Well, I got up kind of late. if I would have gotten up at 6 a.m. or 6:30 when I was sort of uppish, then we would have gone down to the creek to look for that fox, because I have a feeling I know where that fox is living. I think I know what hole he's using. I think I know the den he's in. And so I want to get photographs. I want to get a photograph of this guy, but I don't know if today would have been a good day. Plus, it's a little too warm, plus blah, 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 and I got up too late. Now it is too warm. And nah. I will go down to the creek tonight to look for golf balls. And, well, obviously foxes too, but... yeah, I don't think he's in that little den at night. I think that's... well, yeah, no, regardless. The funny thing is I don't know if I'm going to be able to take you with me when I go to take the photos of the fox, because I need to be quiet. I need to be quiet and work my way in there, get the camera set up, and point it at where he's going to pop out, then start talking. So, I don't know. Then when he hears my voice, then he pops out and says, oh, it's that guy again. Then he takes off running. Actually, they don't run away from me. They just sort of slowly trot. And then they stop and they look back. Oh, I love foxes. They're so great. Really would like to get a photo of this guy, just so I can say, there was a fox in the creek by my house. Here is the photographic evidence. I'm looking forward to that. All right, so time for more tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, good stuff. Oh, yeah. Oh, and another bit of important news that you need to know. It was brought to my attention just minutes ago. I got an email from the Emeritus informing me that Play Music on Your Porch Day is August 27th this year. That's a Saturday. And what is that, full moon day? Regardless, Play Music on Your Porch Day is August 27th. Plans are being made around here. I'll probably be involved in something. Something weird. But not synthy. Probably something with acoustic musical instruments. So, yeah. That's something I need to start thinking about. What am I going to do? I don't know. Am I going to have to learn a song? Maybe. Ah, good tea. Oh, I thought of something else last night that we may have to get into here in a minute. But as you know, last night was Synth Battle Royale. Airs every Friday night or Saturday morning, depending on where you are on this planet. And we had fun. It was good synth battle last night. But after synth battle, wrapped up, I was sitting here and I was watching something. I don't remember what I was watching on TV. It doesn't even matter. I think it was a motorcycle race. And I thought, you know... What if, and this is one of those what ifs that, what if we put the Bit Collider over there? What if we take the Bit Collider out of this synth zone and we move it over to that synth zone? And we get some wires and we get some alligator jumper clips and we get a phono cable. And what if we plug the Bit Collider into a weird filter? What could we get out of that? Well, we might just have to find out. Might just have to find out today, as long as everything stays clear over there. Maybe we should get over there now, before the CAT takes over the BANKIE, and then, yeah, huh. Okay, I'm devising a plan, and that's going to require some setup time from me, so let's go straight to the music. What's on the Bowling Alley Jukebox today?
Shine on the one it's gone. Keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. It was on a moonlight night, the stars shining bright, and they whispered from on high, your love said goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and said goodbye. Shine on them when it's gone and prove them true. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and let me blue. If it's on them when I night, the stars shining bright, like whispered over my heart, your love said goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and say goodbye.
Yeah, awesome. I bet you weren't expecting that one. That was, of course, Blue Moon of Kentucky by Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys playing live. Pippa, what? All right, and so I'm over in the synth zone, and I was hooking stuff up while the song was playing. Pippa came over here. Okay, now she's sort of wandering off, but it was looking dangerous there for a few minutes. So we're over here in the synth zone. And why don't I hear any synth? Hello? There's something. Okay. Yeah, but that's not what we're here for. Oh no, oh no. I have plugged in the Bit Collider. This took some effort, and I've got it plugged into the wacky filter. So let's turn it on. 3, 2, 1. Oh, it's spooky. All right, let's start messing with knobs, see what happens. What does this do? This doesn't do much of anything. What does this do? Not a whole hell of a lot of much. What does this do? Well, that's our little reverb. And I have some tone control. What's this do? Oh boy. Here's the wacky one. Okay, that has a lot of promise. But I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, why are you bothering to turn the knob when you could just LFO it. So yeah, let's take some LFO and we'll plug that into, what was it, this thing? Yeah. Now we turn the attenuverter up. And what does that give us? Oh boy. Oh my god. Boy, I think we've found ourselves a little gem here. think I can mess with the master tuning here, too. Yes, I can. And it just keeps getting weirder. Very fun, but I liked it lower. Weird. What happens if we turn the knob the other way? Okay, yeah. Okay, now Pippa has decided to sit right here. Hi. You're a good baby. Do you like all those wacky sounds? Kitty says, I want to play kitty synthesizer business. Oh, is it kitty synthesizer time? So I've got a cat just sitting here. Cat loafing. A cat loaf. A cat loaf on all the cables. Sitting on cables like a cable baby. That's you. Such a cable baby. And the weird thing is, we're not even messing with the knobs on the bit collider. That was just all filter stuff. Let's unplug the LFO. For now. Don't worry, it's coming back. And what happens if we start cranking these knobs? Ooh, bassy. All right, bring the LFO back. That does some weird stuff, doesn't it? I'm going to put in a slower LFO. Yeah, that's pretty damn weird, and I think this is going to come in real handy during next week's Synth Battle Royale. I think I'm breaking this out. And I think this is probably also going to be the basis of a new Tepid Pejorative song, or maybe even Blair the Airport, but I doubt it. This sounds like Tepid Pejorative. And the big question is, is this clockable? Yeah, actually, I think this is completely and utterly clockable. But what is clocked? Nothing is clocked right now. Well, hold on. Okay, let's turn this off. Let's plug some other stuff in and just see if we can clock this real quick. What we're going to do here is plug Florian's clock into the Bit Collider, since this is all sort of still set up from last night. And Florian is currently doing this. Okay. And the Bit Collider is doing this. And when that LFO sweeps the filter, obviously we're gonna not hear stuff on the beat. But if you listen to the background, the Bit Collider is still going doo 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 doo. So, hopefully this will work. So, here we go. Let's hit Florian. 3, 2, 1. Yep. Let's make Florian do bass. That's clocking. That is synced up. So this is clearly some kind of brilliant idea that I need to develop, but what could I possibly do with this? I don't know, but I'm sure I'll think of something pretty damn wacky.
The Autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Mighty Mouth to pump it up! Yeah, Bobby, 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 Lou. Yeah, Bobby, 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 Lou. Shingeki tarina, Saicho parina, Donna Gakyo mo body body welcome. Ikimashou paradise. Come on, oh my god, 모든 만큼 인구 욕구가 rock you.
are you?
I'm Riff Randall, rock and roller.
I'm a buff baby that can dance like a man. I can shake a my fanny, I can shake a my can. I'm a tough tootin' baby, I can punch your buns. Punch your buns, I can punch all your buns. If you're an evil witch, I will punch you for fun.
Well, we don't have to worry about that because we do not allow evil witches here at the bowling alley. Oh, sure, we let some cows in every once in a while, but that's that's a hell of a lot different now, isn't it? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, boy. Looks like I need to drink some more tea. And I'm getting hungry, but I don't feel like eating. What do I want to eat today? I don't know. It looks like it's going to be Mongolian onions again, because, well, that's just the way it is. Oh, but this tea is excellent. So good. And, yeah, now that I have moved away from the synth zone again, Pippa has moved in. Oh, did I say moved in? Yeah, they're bringing the next batch of cows into the bowling alley. Great. So yeah, the cat's taken over the synth zone, and I wanted to work on some stuff. You know, now that I've heard the Bit Collider into that filter, that's kind of cool. And that's given me some other ideas for some other stuff, and I'm thinking that I might have to, crack open a manual or two, do some reading, because I have an idea, and I was thinking, you know, if we did this and this, and we put it with the Bit Collider, that could be something pretty damn awesome. And you know how much I like pretty damn awesome. So I'm excited about that, but I don't know if I can do it, because now the cat's going to sleep over there all day, all night. Oh, what am I going to do? I don't know. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. There was something else that I thought of last night. There was one other technological weird idea that I thought I should follow up. But now I don't remember what it was. What the hell was I going to do? There was something about a low-pass filter involved. Or was it a high-pass filter? It was a low-pass filter. Oh, and somebody just came back. Hi. Somebody just walked over here. Oh, are you going to let me play my synth today? Are you going to sleep over here so I can be synth boy? You can be sleep baby? Okay, yeah, if that's what happens, I'll let you know tomorrow on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio in the bowling alley with the cows. My name's Tobe. It's over for me. I gotta go find something to eat.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.